Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Bet, Mishnah Aleph. In the last Perek, we explained that there's Nezek Shalem. There's full damages paid only when the animal is Mu'ad for that damage, when it's expected, when it's real negligence on the part of the owner. He should have guarded that animal. The five that we mentioned are Regel, damage done by walking, Shen, damage done by eating, Keren, which is the intentional damage by an animal, and it was done three times. Also, Keren, damage in the property of the Nizak, the person who had the damage suffered to them. And then lastly, Adam Hamazik, if a person does the damage, he's Mu'ad automatically. He should have watched over himself, and he has to pay, in all of these cases, Nezek Shalem, 100% full damage. We'll talk about these different types of damages in the following perek. Mishnah says, Ketzad haregel mu'adet. How is a case of an animal where he's mu'ad with regel? Leshaber bederech hilucha. The animal breaks things while it walks under its feet. It crushes them, it steps on them, and it breaks it in that way. And that's really, the Gemara explains, that's the av. And the tolada, which is the outgrowth of that av, habehema mu'adet lehalech kedarkah ulshaber. The animal is mu'ad, full damage should be paid if it walks in the normal way and breaks things, not only with its feet, but any part of its body. If it hits something, if it breaks something, it is mu'ad in that way. Or if it's carrying something on its back, it's attached to its body. It has a load on its back, and that load hits something as well. That would have to be nezek shalem. The owner would have to pay for the full damages. Haita meva'etet, but if it was kicking and it was trying to break things, or shayu serorot menatezin mitahat ragleha, or if pebbles were flying out from under the feet of the animal while it was walking, v'shibera takelim, and it broke different types of kelim, utensils, while that happened, meshalem hatzi nezek. The owner has to only pay half damages. In both of these cases, the owner doesn't have to pay the full damage, but only half damage. In the first case, where the animal was kicking and it was trying to damage something, that's a standard case of keren. And as we said, a animal is only mu'ad after three times of intending to damage something. So here, if it's one of the earlier times, the regular standard case of keren, where it's hatzi nezek, half payment. And in the second case, it wasn't the body of the animal that caused the damage. Rather, something flew out from under the animal's feet, like a rock. And that rock broke the utensil. And in that situation, we say that there's hatzi nezek, because the body of the animal didn't cause it, but that rock caused the damage. Normally, we say a klal, which is koho kegufo. The force that the body causes is like the body itself, and therefore it should be also 100% damages. If the body caused a force, a rock, to go out and to cause damage, it should be the same. It should be 100%. But we learn out of Halakha Moshe Mesinai that on something called serorot, if there are pebbles, if there are rocks that come out of the feet of an animal and that causes the damage, specifically here in the case of regel, there's a difference between the animal's body and the animal's force. That's a halakha Moshe Mesinai, and therefore the owner would only have to pay hatzi nezek in this scenario, halakha Moshe Mesinai. Darsa ala keli v'shibarto, if the animal stepped on a vessel and broke it, v'nafal al keli v'shibiro, and then a piece of that keli flew out, and it broke, it hit another vessel and broke that as well. Al harishon meshalem nezek shalem, v'al haharon meshalem hatzi nezek. On the first keli that the animal stepped on, that's a normal case of regel. And therefore, the animal was mu'ad, and there's a 100% nezek shalem that has to be paid. On the second case, where part of that utensil flew out and damaged a different utensil, we say that's a case of serorot, and therefore the owner only has to pay half damages. First one was damaged by the animal's body. Second case was damaged by the force that the animal caused, and therefore it only has to be hatzi nezek. We'll see how these laws apply to birds. Hatanegolim mu'adin lehalech kedarkan ulshaber. Chickens are mu'ad to walk normally and to break vessels, to break kelim, and therefore full payment is made when it causes damage. Hayad dilil kashur beraglav. If there was something tied to the chicken's leg, any type of object, a chain or a string tied to the leg of the chicken, or or the chicken was jumping up and down. Umshaber takelim, and vessels broke, a keli broke, either by the string or the object tied to the chicken's foot. It hit a pebble and that pebble flew out and broke a vessel. Or when the chicken was jumping up and down, it caused the rock to fly out from under its feet and it also broke a utensil. We say meshalem hatzi nezek. The owner only pays half of the damage, because likewise over here, it was sererot. It was a rock that flew out and caused the breaking of the vessels. It wasn't the body of the bird itself that broke it. Therefore, we'd say, meshalem hatzi nezek, there's only half damage for it. If it was the delil itself, if it was the string itself that was tied to the body of the chicken that broke the object, of course, in that case, it would be nezek shalem. But here, it's the delil that's hitting a sererot, that's hitting pebbles that are causing the damage. But anything attached to the body of the animal is like the body itself, and that would be nezek shalem.